Time to check in with Scott Rott of the Sacramento Business Journal. Hey, Scott.
Morning, Steve.
A lot of people may be surprised to learn that there's an artificial intelligence company based in El Dorado Hills. It's actually been there for a while now. And this company, called ThinCI, has just secured a lot of money in venture capital funding.
Yeah, $65 million. ThinCI produces programmable artificial intelligence hardware and recently announced this major investment. The company says its first customers are in the auto industry, but the CEO says their chips have application in video surveillance, security, data centers, robotics, and agriculture as well.
And we really haven't heard much from this company, right? I mean, they've been sort of flying under the radar.
Yeah, for the most part, they have. The company was founded in 2010, but has been in stealth mode until just recently. This year, the company's CEO started speaking at different conferences for microchip manufacturers, automotive, and artificial intelligence manufacturers as well. With the announcement of the $65 million investment and the anticipated announcement in the coming quarters about partnerships and some details on the company's business plan, ThinCI is poised to remain a prominent player in the area tech industry, it looks like.
In real estate news, construction is underway on a 20-story high-rise in downtown Sacramento. It's replacing an existing structure known as the Resources Building near 9th and O Streets.
It's being built on the site of a former parking lot. The new high-rise will be bordered by 7th, 8th, O, and P Streets. The Resources Building, the current one, houses about 3,400 state employees. Those employees will move to the new building, follow its completion, which is set for 2021. Site preparation on the $600 million building is already started, and it looks like vertical construction is expected to begin this month.
Okay, I wanted to follow up on another downtown real estate story. Looks like there may be some internal disagreement at CalPERS about the high-rise the agency is proposing to build on the Capitol Mall.
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal reports that three CalPERS board members voted against the proposed 40-story tower in a board meeting earlier this year. CalPERS is the state agency that handles pension and health benefits for over 1.5 million public employees and happens to own the property at 301 Capitol Mall. The proposed building would be the region's tallest, featuring about 100 apartments and somewhere in the ballpark of 600,000 to 700,000 square feet of Class A office space.
Why did the board members vote against it?
They reportedly cited a study from a consultant hired by CalPERS, which found that return on investment from the building would be just under 6%, and the project's risks weren't justified. Nevertheless, a majority of the board voted in favor of the project, according to the journal.
Well, what happens now with this project?
That remains unclear. CalPERS has not offered any updates on their plans, and the project's developer, CIM Group, said that they are focusing on developing updated drawings and securing lease agreements. That said, official plans for the towers have not been filed with the city, and the project does not appear to have secured a major tenant, which would likely be required for financing of the project. And on a side note, if listeners are wondering why the Wall Street Journal has taken such a keen interest in the construction of a tower in downtown Sacramento, CalPERS manages the largest public pension fund in the U.S. and more broadly manages total assets of more than $361 billion, billion with a B. So investors keep a close eye on the pension fund's activities.
The Business Journal is reporting that Sacramento City Councilman Alan Warren owes more than $500,000 to a law firm for legal representation, and this has to do with the drawn-out court battle against Wells Fargo.
That's right. According to recent court filings, Warren appears to owe over $650,000 to a Rancho Cordova-based law firm, Wagner, Kirkman, Blaine, Klomperins, and Humans, for its representation of Warren in a lawsuit with Wells Fargo.
And remind us, what was this legal dispute about?
Well, Warren has a long history with Wells Fargo. In the mid-2000s, he built several area residential subdivisions with financing from the bank, and in 2005 secured about $9.5 million in loans from Wells Fargo to purchase two area apartment complexes. But the relationship between Warren and the bank soured following the housing market crash when Warren was reportedly unable to repay some of his loans, the bank alleges. Wells has filed numerous legal actions against the councilman in recent years.
So what's new here? Because the lawsuit filed by Wells Fargo against Councilman Warren, that's been known for a while now.
Right. The Sacramento News and Review has done some in-depth reporting on this topic in recent years, including Cap Radio's own Nick Miller when he worked at the Alt Weekly. What's new is the fact that the court battle is still playing out and that the councilman reportedly owes the $650,000 to his former attorneys in the case. In January, a county superior court judge issued a judgment in favor of Wells Fargo for more than $2 million in the case. But Warren told the Business Journal that he is in the process of appealing that decision.
Scott Rott from the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you.
Thank you.